This is Ted Kennedy. Assault rifles should be banned, lock, stock, and barrel. They will be if senators like Al Simpson stop kowtowing to the National Assault Rifle Association. In a moment, we'll face off. Admit it, Al. Your position on assault rifles is dictated not by common sense, but by the National Rifle Association's paranoia and perhaps by their campaign contributions. The NRA thinks every lunatic with an itchy trigger finger has a right to walk into a gun store, buy an AK-47, and shoot up his neighborhood. Every dog gets one bite. Every madman gets one massacre. Punish him later, you say, after he's murdered a policeman, shot down his co-workers, or slaughtered children in a schoolyard. But don't take away his assault rifle. Right, Al? Wrong. Every police officer in America knows what's at stake. They're pleading with Congress to ban assault rifles. Those officers are on the front line in the war against crime. They know what's needed. So do you, Al. Their blood's on your hands.
Come on, Ted. There's already been quite enough blood spilled, especially by our forefathers, those who fought for the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Spilling personal venom into this sensitive issue won't help. Do you really believe that all the crazies and goonies you talk about are going to care a whit about possessing a banned weapon before they go out and use it? Somebody sick enough to do real violence is going to use rocks, sticks, knives, and clubs if that's all they have at hand. And yet all America knows of your personal anguish of losing two stalwart brothers, but don't let that pain be the engine to take away a precious right from others. You must bear fault too, Ted. You're too easy. And you're the leader of the pack on being soft on crime and punishment, and the people you talk about go free, and that's the real crime. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on setting racial quotas on death row inmates. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.